Then you come in, eat your breakfast. Now, back them days, breakfast mostly consisted of, they always cooked a pot of grits. And they always had a pan of biscuits, hot biscuits made with buttermilk. And it was delicious. Now, outside of what you get now, you didn't think about buying none in no can. They made up with your hand. Mom would make them up with her hand. She had her bread pan, and she'd make us do up and mold her biscuits out with her hand. And each one of her biscuits, she had that. You can see that mark right there, that knuckle, right at the top of it. But anyway, that you had for your breakfast, you usually had, nobody ever had anything but white bacon, as I know about. All my grandparents and all my own parents, they always had to take a slice of bacon, their own cured, they cured it themselves, see, and they'd slice that up and fry it, and you had a grits, and you had plenty of butter to go on your grits, if you like grits and butter, while you was in business, and these here hot biscuits, and always on the table. It stayed there all my life. It was a syrup jar, we called it, syrup pitcher, and that thing was full of good syrup, and it was homemade syrup. It was made, the cane was ground and boiled down to make that syrup.
Put that on your biscuit.
Mm-hmm. There you take your, we just sopped the biscuit right in, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the best way.
Did y'all have cornbread?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had, we ate a lot of vegetables. I was raised on vegetables, and in fact, Mama and I, we still eat a lot of vegetables. We like them. And we take, when you have vegetables, we had vegetables every day. And it's a funny thing now and then, they cook vegetables, they put them on at 10 o'clock and they'll have them ready for dinner by 12 o'clock. But back them days, when we left to go in the field to work, a pot of beans was put on there, or cabbage, whatever we're going to have, and they put on that old wood stove we used. A wood stove. We didn't have no gas stove. Didn't nobody know what a gas stove was. Like them days, I don't reckon. And we didn't have kerosene stoves. I remember the first kerosene stove I ever saw. I went to visit an aunt of mine who lived in Sanford, and she had a kerosene stove. And I was just amazed at the kerosene stove. You know, I seen kerosene lamps. And anyway, everybody had a wood stove. And they'd start them vegetables cooking in the morning, real early. And they'd cook to slap 12 o'clock. And that's the way they cooked them. I don't know why they cooked them so long, but now then they don't take so long to cook vegetables. I don't know whether it's the fire or how it was done.
They get rid of all the juices too, and they cook them so fast.
Yeah, that's right.
What kinds of cornbread do you have?
Well, they usually, now then, they what they call water ground is all sifted and it's real fine and all. But back then, the water ground had the husk in it, we call it. And it was rough eating, but it was good. I mean, real, real good. It didn't taste like the cornbread you have now. Your meal now is sifted and fine, and all the husk, all the corn husk is taken out of it. But back them days, it was just ground, just like your grits. You was an old fella there, and he had a grits mill. And if you had you'd shell your corn and carry it down to his house, and he'd take a percentage of it. I don't remember the percentage he took now, but